he done all his typing with his two fingers and an old Royal typewriter, the ones where the keys come jumping out. And he would sit there and translate and translate. And at that time, me and my cousin, we would like to play with cap guns. And one time we distracted him so bad, he jumped up and he hollered. And he was going to spank me and my cousin. But before he could come near us, Grandma come running around the door from the kitchen holding those real big handle straw brooms. And that broom must have been about 1.5 inches in diameter, hickory. And when Grandpa saw that broom, he just turned away from us, put his head forward, and waited for my grandma to hit him. And she hit him with that broom so hard, it broke. He never said a word. He reached over, picked up the broken part and gave it to Grandma, put on his jacket and walked out. 20 minutes later, he came in with a brand new broom, and he hung his parka up, gave the new broom to Grandma, and turned his head to get some more. Grandma just laughed and told him to get lost. I mean, that's the kind of love my grandma and grandpa had for each other. Never raised a word against her, never said anything against her, but when she hollered, he was ready for her broom. That's how they were. With actions, that's how they taught us. And you can't get better teaching than that.